Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Livingston County Community Mental Health's Pandemic Support Program podcast. Today, we are going to be exploring our second dimension of wellness, emotional wellness. We will be discussing what emotional wellness is, why it's important, how the pandemic might be affecting your emotional wellness, and ways to boost emotional wellness. Let's begin. Emotional wellness, as it pertains to the 8 dimensions of wellness, really tries to encompass identifying our emotions and how we handle them. Now, this sounds like it's simple. If I'm feeling angry, then I am angry. Or if I'm feeling sad, then I must be sad. Which both of these examples are, yes, technically identifying your emotions, but emotions like sadness, happiness, and anger are often emotions that go way beyond just feeling one of these. Take, for example, these two scenarios. Maybe you get angry because someone cut you off this morning. And then you have another experience where you're angry because someone called you a mean name. Now, both of these may make someone angry, but they may not be the same type of anger. Now, if I was to dig deeper on both of these scenarios, it would look something like this. I was cut off earlier, and it made me frustrated and annoyed. And when someone called me a rude name, I felt disrespected. So looking at both of these, you can see the second time I talk about them, I was more than just angry. It went deeper than just anger. Let's use a scenario in regard to the pandemic. I think it's safe to say we have all experienced such a wide range of emotions during COVID. So if I were to say I am scared about the pandemic, if I dig a little deeper, I might find that I am anxious and powerless over what is happening with the pandemic. Being able to identify exactly what you're feeling is one of the keys to achieving emotional wellness. Now, let's talk about another part of emotional wellness: self-care and being able to manage your stress in a safe and healthy way. Sometimes, over time, we can pick up unhealthy coping skills. And I think during the pandemic, it has been easier to fall into some of these unhealthy behaviors. This might be drinking frequently, engaging in drug use, or maybe eating too much food. These are just a few unhealthy behaviors. We can also do something called repressing. Sometimes we can repress our stress and keep putting it off, but oftentimes this turns out to burn us, and in the end, we end up mentally crashing. We want to try and avoid the crash and burnout. Last season, we discussed some signs and symptoms of burnout and ways to overcome it, so I will briefly cover this. Burnout refers to feeling emotionally, mentally, and physically fatigued. This can be from work, from parenting, or even the pandemic. So many people have experienced pandemic burnout and are unsure just how to start tackling these feelings. One great way to start is establishing boundaries and consistency. Setting up your day with the firm boundary of being done with work at a certain time or stopping phone calls on your phone at a certain time is one way to start. Also, checking in with yourself and your needs. Are your needs being met? Another tip I suggest is using HALT. This means to ask yourself, are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Sometimes just addressing these 4 simple things can save us a lot of emotional distress. If you are interested in learning more about burnout or how to manage stress, check out our Season 1 episode on burnout. And lastly, I want to discuss how our expectations can play a part in our emotional wellness. Many of us, including myself at times, can set unrealistic expectations for ourselves and for others. For example, it may be your expectation that the dishes get done by your child or significant other, but when you look in the sink, the dishes are still there. Oftentimes, this leads to feelings of anger and resentment, and it sets us up for failure. Or maybe you expect for someone to say thank you when you hold the door open for them, and they walk right past you. This can upset us. Try this. The next time you find yourself starting to be upset due to an expectation you have set, ask yourself, am I upset at the person, or am I upset about the expectation I have that was not met? And then ask yourself if you have clearly vocalized this expectation. Being clear and direct with what you want and expect from others can assist with your emotional well-being. If we add the pandemic into the mix, many of us have had the expectation that everything will return back to the way it was before the pandemic. We may feel angry or sad when we realize this has not happened, or maybe even worried because it hasn't. Now, with the pandemic, it is a little trickier than the scenarios mentioned above because we are powerless over what's happening around us. This may be the case, that we are powerless of what is happening around us, but it does not mean for one minute that we lack any power. We hold the power within us to change the way we perceive things and what we allow into our lives. We are truly powerful and resilient. Now go out there and share your magic with the world, but don't forget to save some of your greatness for yourself. I challenge you to take a few minutes out of your schedule to do some deep digging within and ask yourself if your emotional wellness is where you want it to be. And if it isn't, think of some ways you might be able to change some of these things. Thank you all so much for listening. Next time, join us as we talk about our next dimension, intellectual wellness. Stay safe and take care.